Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Bechayos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Mishnah Zayin, and today's Mishnah Sabrina learning Maseches Asbas Rachel. She should be zecher to find your Zivik Hagon Bikarav Mamesh. And we're discussing Moon by Kohanim Hamakish Bekar Sulav. If his ankles knock together, that means his legs are bent in a way that when he walks, his ankles knock against each other. Or Ubar Kuvaysav, his knees knock against each other. Or Ubal Pika Ve Ha'ikel. These are two different movements, and now explain them. Ezu Ikel, what is this? Kol Shem Makif Parsoysav. That's when a person is sitting down and he puts his feet together, meaning he plants his feet on the floor and he puts them right next to each other. And Ve'inar Kuvaysav Noshka Zulazu. His knees don't touch each other because he's so bow-legged or his legs are so disfigured. And Pika, what's this? Yotzi Migudaloi. That's when some large circular piece of skin is coming out of his thumb or his big toe. These are all considered movement. More discussions about the foot. Akeva Yotzi Lachayrav. If his heel goes out backwards, in other words, his heel extends behind his foot so much, it looks like his leg is placed in the middle of his foot. Most people, if you look at their feet, their leg is connected to the bottom of their foot at the corner and more or less meets up at a right angle, and the entire foot is in front. But this fellow, his heel goes out behind him. That's a problem. And also, Parsasa Ruchavak Shel Avaz, his foot or his toes are spread out like a goose's when you take a look at a duck or a goose. So it has webbed feet, and that's how his feet look. That's also a problem. More about the bottom of the feet. Etzba Isav Murkava Zualzu, his fingers or his toes are all resting on each other, meaning they're so twisted and disfigured that his fingers aren't separate. They're all smushed together or intertwined or one's over the other. Or they're connected, that's also a psal. However, ad a perek, if this only goes up until the first joint, meaning his fingers are connected only up until the first joint or the first knuckle, then kasher, that's not a problem, he's kasher. Now, l'matam in a perek, if his fingers were connected even past the perek, past the first joint, the first knuckle, but v'chatacha, he cut that skin, kasher, it's kasher, because now his fingers are separate. Now, what about the following? He had an extra finger or toe, v'chatacha, and he cut it. So, imyesh ba'etzem, if it had a bone in it, pasal, he's pasal for avodah, that's because he's considered Baal Mum due to the fact that he's missing a limb. But Vim Lav, if it didn't have a bone in it, it was really just an extra piece of skin, kosher. Now he's kosher because he looks regular. He has five fingers and five toes. Now what about the following case? Yasir Biyadu Baraglov. He has an extra finger and toe on every single hand and foot, which means Shesh V'Shesh Esim V'Arba. He has six on every hand and foot, and that's a total of 24 fingers and toes. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says he's kosher. V'Cham Paisel V'Cham Pasel Him, and the Alach is like the Chamim. Here we have another Machlokes. Hashat B'Shtei Yadav, Rabbi Paisel V'Cham Machshirim. Someone who's ambidextrous. He's able to use both hands equally, both right and left. Rebbe posels him, l'cham machshir him. Rebbe posels because he holds that really this fellow's a righty, but he's weak in his right hand, so that's compensated by his left hand, and so that's considered a mum. Whereas l'cham says it's the other way around. Really, it's a wonderful thing. He's a righty, he's regular, he's normal, and he happens to have extra strength in his left hand, so that's kvaldig, and so he's kosher, and we posel him l'cham him. Another din, hakushi, if he's black, v'hagichar, or he has very red skin, v'halavkan, he has very white skin, v'hakipeya, he's extremely tall and skinny and is very disproportionate. Or v'hananos, he's very short, which means he's a midget. V'hacheresh, or he's deaf mute. V'hashaita, or he doesn't have his full faculties about him. V'hashikor, if he's drunk. Now, this does not mean that he drank wine so he became drunk. That's obviously a psol. He's not allowed to do avoida. This is referring to a person who, when he eats certain foods or even drinks certain drinks like milk, he becomes drunk from that. That's a psol. And ubalin going to hirin, if a person has a nega, which is tahar, which means he has tsaras, but it's not a type of tsaras, which is metamahim, but it's still, it's some sort of nega, some sort of skin lesion or issue. All these cases, psulin ba'adam, they're psul by a person, a kain's nala du avoida. However, kshein ba'behema, if these were on an animal, they're perfectly fine and they don't possel it, it's allowed to be brought as a karban. Rabshim Gamlelemer, he says, shaita ba'behema, an animal which is a shaita, enamon amavchar, that's not the choicest type of animal to bring as a karban. Rablezer says, af bali doldulin, even if we're talking about a piece of skin hanging from the body, psulin ba'adam, ukshein ba'behema, that's also a psul by a person, a kain's nala du avoida. Like this, but they're kosher by an animal. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, Eiluk Sharon Ba'adam Upsulim Ba'behema. The following things are kosher with a person. It's not upsul with a kain. He's allowed to do avoida, but they're pasul by animals. Number one, Oisev Es Benoi, him and his son. If we're talking about a father and son kain, they're allowed to do avoida, no problem. But with an animal, there's a psul stated in the Torah called Oisev Es Benoi. A mother animal is not allowed to be shechted with its child on the same day. Number two, Trefa, an animal which is a Trefa is pasul. A kain who happens to be a Trefa, if he has a health issue that renders him a Trefa, not a problem, he can still do avoida. V'yaitze Daifen. This is what we call cesarean section. An animal that was born by way of cesarean section is not allowed to be used as a karbon, but a kain is allowed to do avaida. Vishnev de ben avera, if an avera was done with it. An animal, if an avera was done with it, specifically referring to revia, if a person had relations with this animal, it passes it for being brought as a karbon, whereas a kain, even if he did such an avera with an animal, he's still allowed to do avaida. And vishahemis is adam, if it killed a person. An animal that killed a person is not allowed to be brought as a karbon, but if a kain killed somebody, he is allowed to do avaida. However, now the Mishnah tells us, if a kain married married a woman ba'aveira that he wasn't allowed to marry, for example, a grusha, a divorcee, the Torah says a kohen is not allowed to marry such a woman, so apostle, he's not allowed to do avaida ad she'yader hanoya, until he makes a neder, a vow of hana, of benefit, that means he's not going to get benefit from her and she's not going to get benefit from him. In other words, he's basically saying that they're not married anymore, it's not an official divorce, but he's saying that we're not going to have anything to do with each other, so then he could do avaida. Now, hametame lemesim, let's say a kohen became tame mes, but he was a pesheya, he was negligent, he didn't care about being careful about tumas mes. Apostle, he's possible for avaida, of course, in a state of toma. The chiddush over here is even when he's tahar, he's possible for avaida. Achi kabal olav shleim mitamel lemesim, until he takes upon himself a real kabbalah that he's not going to mitamel lemesim, and then he's trustworthy. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with parak ches, mishnah alef and beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.